Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Raymond, and I'm going to be talking about a remarkable timepiece called the Breitling Emergency Watch. Some of you may remember it as the watch that Richard Branson auctioned off on eBay, raising £20,000 for charity after he'd lent it to Steve Fossett for his non-stop round-the-world flight. Perhaps more significantly, though, it was the kind of watch being worn last year by two British pilots whose helicopter crashed into the sea just off Antarctica. Finding themselves in a lifeboat with no other means of communication, they activated the transmitters inside their watches. The signals were picked up by a Chilean aircraft, which homed in on them and then organised a rescue that saved the men's lives. And these are just the people the watch was designed for. Aviators and aircrew who suddenly find themselves on the ground or in the water after a forced landing. The watch has a built-in microtransmitter which can broadcast a signal for up to 48 hours on 121.5 megahertz, the aircraft emergency frequency. It's water-resistant too. Even with the transmitter operating, it can be used at depths of up to 30 meters. The operating range depends to a great extent on whether there are any obstacles between the transmitter and the rescue aircraft. On flat terrain with few trees, for instance, the signal can be picked up at up to 160 kilometres away. And it's the same on water, as long as the seas are calm. While from the top of a mountain, it has a range of up to 400 kilometres. It's not a particularly bulky or heavy item to wear, though. At 16 millimetres thick and measuring 43 in diameter, it's just 85 grams, which is about the normal weight for this kind of wristwatch. So, what makes this watch tick, as it were? The answer to that is two separate mechanisms. One quartz electronic with an LCD digital display, and the other a self-winding mechanical system that turns the hands. This is driven by an oscillating weight that swings in time with the movements of the wrist, thus creating the energy to rewind the watch automatically. I should point out here that this is hardly a new invention, as it dates back to 1770, when the Frenchman Abraham Louis Perrolet first made a watch of this kind. Incidentally, an example of his work is still keeping good time today, over 200 years later. Let's take a look inside an emergency watch. Possibly the first thing you notice at the top is the gold ring, indicating compass points and degrees. This surrounds the crystal, which looks like glass, but is in fact made of a scratch-proof synthetic material. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 as diamond hardness, this scores 9. So, the crystal fits onto a protective case made of titanium, a hard but light anti-magnetic metal that is also used in the manufacture of high-performance aircraft. On the right-hand side of the inner case is the crown, used for setting the time and the date. This rounded knob has a locking device to prevent moisture or dust getting into the watch. The watch itself, with the two independent timing systems I mentioned before, is kept separate from the other components. This means that even if the timekeeping functions are damaged in a crash, the emergency signal can still keep going out. For this reason, there are two batteries, an upper one for the watch, and a transmitter battery below, which fits neatly into the circuit board. All the above are housed in the outer case, which in the case of the version shown is made of gold alloy. On the right of this case, you'll notice a rounded cap, which looks like a winding knob, but isn't. This is the real 007 bit. If you twist the cap anti-clockwise and then pull to its full extent, the cap comes off and you have a 43-centimetre antenna, which immediately starts transmitting on 121.5 megahertz. Incidentally, on the other side of the case, there's a secondary antenna which can also be extended, thereby increasing the range of the transmitter.